Okay, so first broadcast, obviously some technical difficulty, so bear with me, please. The United State Farm Insurance, State Farm Insurance Agent, contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today. Howie, personal or business insurance agent, Jerry Ruffler, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Getting right to it now with the starting lineup. Brought to you by Hellman Motor Company, newer pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, with service made easy, with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com to stop by 7592 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So the starters for Delta tonight, number one, senior Eric Acuna, number two, junior Aubrey Frazier, number three, senior Kaylin Porter, number 10, junior Ellie Ames, and number 14, sophomore Tatum Miller. For the visiting Centauri Falcons, it's number five, Diane Ojeda, number 11, Aiden Maya Garcia, number 12, Kaylin Creel, number 15, Adam Smith, and number 20, Austin Shawcroft. Gretchen Ojeda, the two girls for the Falcons, we're going to want to keep an eye on here. As Delta's going to win the tip. Number 14, Miller gets the ball, drives the lane. And it'll be a jump ball. And possession goes to the Falcons. They're going to kick it out to number 5, Ojeda. Ojeda. Kicked out to the wing, now back to number 12, Creel. Now they get it inside, now back out to Ojeda. Ojeda puts up the in creation three ball. It's no good, and Delta back the other direction. And underneath the ball, it's a Kura shot, no good. Rebound by the Falcons. And the turnover of bounds, the inbound pass, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Miller brings it across, up ahead to Ames. Ames tries to get around the screen from Cuda, and this, she's going to step on the in line and turn the ball back over. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound for the Falcons. So both teams have a couple of turnovers as Kaylin Porter tries to steal. There's Tatum Porter also tries to steal and a foul. Going to be called on the Falcons. Coming in with the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. And inbound to Kaylin Porter in the lane, and it's a loose ball recovered by the Falcons, and that's to be a Jacobstown jump ball. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Panthers turn the ball back over to the Falcons, and the Falcons are first on the board. It's 2-0. 6:38 left in the first quarter, and another turnover for Delta. Ojeda with the ball, bringing it up the court. Started by Ames, cross-court pass to Garcia. Garcia drives the lane, kicks it out to number 15, Smith. And in creation, three ball, no good, and Delta with the rebound. Here comes Frazier. Now they take it back out to Ames. Frazier on the right wing shot is good. It's a man creation's three ball. It doesn't take the lead. No, they're going to say it's only two as their foot was on the line. Tie score, 2-2, 6 minutes left in the first. Correa with the basketball. Kicked it out. Kaylin Porter looking for the steal. Can't get it back to Garcia. Now over to Ojeda at the top of the key. Ojeda, guarded by number 14, really working around the outside. The shot is no good from the left wing, and a foul going to be called by on number 2, Aubrey Frazier. So, steel and machining since 1935 has offered a wide array of welding fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, solder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine, as Ojeda puts it home as she drives the lane. And Centauri now up 4-2, but Huda bringing it right back. He's going to kick it out to the top of the key. Miller back out to Huda on the right side. They're going to knock the ball away. Loose ball. Centauri comes up with it. It's another turnover by Delta. Spin in the lane by Smith. This will be called for the travel. Delta going to get the ball back. Allie Haynes with the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. It goes to Huda. Will front back to now by the Falcons. Huda going to bring it up across midcourt. Looking to drive. Losing control, and she will be fouled. Taco Time, the quick service Mexican restaurant. The fresh lunches and fresh and prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. To go to for a quick delicious meal, Taco Time, 707 Main and Delta. Shooter with the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Goes to Ames at the top of the key. Ames chins it. Now she'll move to her right. Now in the wing. Now underneath the Kuda. Can't get it to go, but she will go flying for two. Greg and Christy Stratman bringing in these three free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-634-4734 or 970-216-0274. Braylon Chucker coming in for Abby Smith on the Centauri side. Kuda takes one of the two. It's now 4-3 Delta, Centauri. Grand Mesa Motorsports with the substitution sponsorship there. And number 11, Garcia, going to drive the lane and put it up. Kuda back the other direction. She's fouled as she goes for the lay-in, and she'll go back to the line for two. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You can get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the first one up and good from Kuda. Looks like we're going to have another Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Kuda makes them both. And so Delta behind by one, a jump ball called. Soccer time jump ball, and the possession goes to the Falcons. Comes the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Go deep to number 10, Diamond. And she's going to try to, she gets it over to Tucker. Tucker going to try to drive the lane, and she's fouled. Miller called for her first foul. 2 team fouls for Delta, 4 for the Falcons. Inbound coming now. There's the pass, and going to be thrown away by the Falcons. It's a turnover back to Delta. Ames to Tuna, back to Ames. She almost traveled, but does get her head to Kaylin Porter. Porter going to lose that handle. It's just a loose ball. And the timeout called by the Falcons. It's a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned. Pearl, Delta Cabinet Company. .com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Brad Mason Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest in products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Brad Mason Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brad Mason Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brad Mason Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Falcons have it. Back on their end of the court here. It's going to be a steal by Jalen Porter up ahead to Tatum Miller. Then it's going to be fouled as she lands on her face. I know one thing about Tatum Miller. She's a gamer. She's tough. And she's on her feet to the foul line. The couple. They're going to say that that was on the floor. Holy cow. Hard towel on the floor then. It's going to be inbounded underneath the Kuda, hooping up to the line for a break of Mr. Stratton and end on free throw. The Kuda for the and one. It's good. And Delta is now up 8-6. Since I moved from left to right, meaning Delta moving right to left. They try to work it inside. Dunstan Charlie, the ball's going to be batted around, and Judah with the steal. She'll hand off to Ellie Ames. Ames for the A&M Creations free ball. It's no good. The ball's going to go out of bounds. A little scrap for the ball, but it'll be out off of Centauri. Inbound's going to go to Miller, and she's fouled. It'll be the 16th foul for the Falcons. So Delta will have the Tutty Stipo in the inbound once again. Substitution now for the Falcons. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution will be Hannah Curtis, number 24. Taylor Summers tries to drive the lane, going to be called for the travel. Got him to bring it up across half court. She starts to get it inside. She starts to get back out to Guyman. Now they work it inside once again to Lacey Johnson. They're going to turn the ball over. That's number 12, Taylor Summers with the steal. Checks it out to Miller. Shot no good. That ball going to be knocked out of bounds by Kuda. So, and they put the sports substitutions for the Panthers. Number 4, Bailey Wilson into the game. As is number 11, Kylie Hobbs, and shot is good for Delta, and they extend their lead as Kaylin Porter goes steal and commits the foul. That'll be Kaylin's first. Brad Mason Motorsports substitution for the Kansas. Caitlin Creel is back into the game. Falcons with the ball, got to work it underneath. They kick it back outside to Garcia. Garcia looks to drive in. Now kicks it back out. Working around the outside. Number 24, Hannah Curtis. Shot no good. And it'll be out of bounds off of Garcia as she tried to make the save. County Steel Machine inbound goes to Judas. She'll open up cross times at Judas. Trying to drive. Very good. Nobody stayed back to keep the inbound pass for the Falcons. And finally, here comes Garcia. Garcia tries to work it inside. Now they're going to get Taylor Porter with the steal up ahead to Tatum Miller. Miller is going to go off the glass. It's good with the layoff. And Delta extends their lead to 14-6, 150 left in the first quarter of play. Falcons have it on the right elbow, and there's going to be a steal by number four, Wilson. The ball to Kuda. Looking to direct some traffic here. As Summers has the ball, they work it over to Porter. Porter can't get the shot to go from the far side of the basket, and it's a rebound by the Falcons. Back on the other end of the court, and they'll throw the ball away, turn it back over to Delta. Larry Kakuna going to get well-deserved breather as she walks over to the bench. Miller brings it up across half court. Gets it over to Ames on the right elbow. Ames over to Frazier. Back to Ames. Ames to Frazier on the fake corner. Now as Frazier brings it back across. Ball in the hands of Taylor Summers. Now Summers trying to get underneath to Miller. Miller, a scrappy player, puts the ball up to no good. Rebound Falcons. Garcia back across. Gets it out to number 10. To number 20. Chalkoff, and Chalkoff gets the shot to go. It's 14-9 Delta. Hawks with the basketball. Tries to get it underneath. A steal there by the Falcons. And back the other way. And in creation, screen ball by number 24, Curtis, is no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Off of the Falcons, and we have another Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Is looks like Kaya Geyer is going to check into the game for Delta. Miller back across the quarter, 50 court in the lane, shot no good. Rebound Geyer, put back no good, but she'll go to the line for two. Another Greg and Christy Stratton free throw for the Panthers. New and pre-owned, it's easy to shop, trade, and buy from Home and Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy. With drop-off and pick-up available, visit homeandmotorco.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Home and Motor Company. Geyer makes them both. The prayer at the end is no, end of the quarter is no good by the Falcons. So, at the end of the first quarter, the lead 16-9. Some sloppy basketball being played as both teams giving it up pretty frequently there, turning the ball over. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work. Specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Since 1935, County Steel Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with County Steel Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's County Steel Machine. And in creations on Main and Delta, the 2021 best all-around restaurant, steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. And creations on Main, stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. The Daddy Steel Machine inbound for the Panthers to start the second quarter. Ames gets it into Cuda. Looks like the starter's back on the court. Correction. It looks like Braden Ockberg's out there with the starters as the shot is no good by Judah, but she fouled and will go to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratman free throw. This will be 1-1. Judah gets the front end of that. Greg and Christy Stratman with Relax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 9-0234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Tuna Texas Bowes 18-9 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As the Falcons working around the perimeter, number 15 Smith with the ball to top the key. She tries to work it inside to Garcia. Garcia back out. Jumper no good. Rebound by Auburn. Now Delta back up the court. It's going to be Miller. Miller is going to be fouled by number 15 Smith. And that'll be the third foul on Smith. And Delta will go to the line for 1-1. Miller to the line. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Miller can't get it to go, and a rebound goes to the Falcons. Number 14, Shocker, tries to get it inside. The foul is going to be turned back over to Delta. James brings it up across midcourt. And Miller looks to drive lane, stop, spot. And it's 22-9 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ball goes to number 14, Shocker, for the Falcons. Delta trying to work the ball, or excuse me, the Falcons trying to work the ball around. Shot goes up by Garcia, and she will be fouled. So, Garcia to the line. One good. And the second one is not. Rebound Judah. Judah up ahead to Geyer. Now underneath. And Oliver takes the shot to go. A scuffle for the ball underneath the basket. Miller's going to be called for her second foul. Brandon's running for substitution. Kaylin Porter steps back into the game. Miller will catch her pass. Howdy still machine him for the Falcons. Chucker brings it up. Now they're going to work it around the perimeter into the hands of Guyman. Falcons going to lose the ball. Turn over back to Delta. A little pressure here by the Falcons. Inbounds goes to Skid in the front court. Now to Porter. Porter calls the play. Over to Geyer. Now to Hallberg at the top. Now Geyer, now underneath the Kuda, who slices through against the shot to go. Rebound to number 10, Ames. Put back no good, but she'll go to the line. Motor Appliance for the Western Colorado with top of the line appliances for over 72 years. Josie Jim is friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. First one, no good from Ames. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Visit Delta Cabinet Company, or excuse me, Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Ames gets the second of her Greg and Christy Statman free throw, so Conductor's lead is now 21-10. Checker brings her across the strike. Over to Diamond. Diamond in to Creel, back out to Garcia. She tries to drive the lane out. Stokes up a first put up, no good. Rebound Falcons. Put back, no good. And the rebound by Jaka. It's going to be Kylie Huff to Frazier. Over to Porter. Porter tries to get it to Frazier. Frazier loses the handle. Now Garcia comes up with it on the steal. She'll stop, put it up. No good, and a foul going to be called. This will go against Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business in the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gillison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Garcia makes the first. And can't get the second to go. So fight for the ball. Taco time jump ball is going to go to the Falcons and Garcia with the Dowdy steal and machine inbound. Long inbound goes to number 24, Curtis. Curtis puts it back into Garcia. Now back out to number 14, Shocker. Can't get the AAM creation free ball to go. All alone up front is number 12, Taylor Summers. And she gets the easy bucket for the with the lay-in, 23-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Back on the other end now. They try to work it into Garcia, and she will be fouled by, I believe, Frazier. That'll be Aubrey second, and Garcia will go to the line for the Greg and Christy Stratton free throw. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. And Delta Grand Mesa Motorsports for you as the number one priority. Garcia gets one of two, and there was a 5-foot rebound. Delta comes up. Ellie Yankee comes playing with it, and then she's fouled. She'll go to the line for two as we are now in the double. Grand Mesa Motorsports will... Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Austin Shockoff back into the game for the Falcons. LA aims to go to the line. First one's up and good. Delta now ahead by 12. Here comes the back end of the double bonus. And Ames gets both of the Stratman free throws. So moving left to right are the Falcons just to bring it back up. They've got it at the top of the key. Now back out and around. Curtis going to throw the ball away. Auburn comes up with it and throws it right back. Shockoff with the basketball over to number 10, Guyman. Guyman is going to have it blocked by number 11. And then they turn it right back over. Officials letting the girls play here as Zimkari will call it Delta Cabinet Company timeout. So fast and furious here is they have 4.5 left in the first half of play. Delta leads 25-12 on the Maroon scoreboard. Combined with 17 fouls, Delta with 7. So happy to be back broadcast, which is streaming. It is a new experience for me, streaming, but I'm doing it out on my own. I appreciate all the support I've gotten from the community and then Delta High School. It's been a great experience so far. This is the first game, so if you're listening on the stream, I appreciate you. Getting ready to get back to action here. Dyer, Ames, Allberg, Porter, and Huck on the court for the Panthers. Tucker to the top of the key, and she'll be called for the travel. She had some indecision there at the top. Excuse me, couldn't have decided whether to go the ball or hold her back, but Delta with the Daddy Steel machine inbound. Goes to Ames in the backcourt, bring it up across the time stripe. To Porter, now back to Ames. Porter, excuse me, Ames, tries to work it underneath. And now they get it back out to the top. Ames now to Guyer. Guyer back to Ames. Ames in the lane, now back out to Porter and encryption. Three ball to score!
Yes.
28-12, Delta. 3:55 left in the half. Shot clock over to Tucker. Back to shot clock. Now, Tucker wants to get a right elbow. Tucker guarded by Guyer. To Diamond. Diamond's going to lose the ball. Porter with the skill over to Guyer. Guyer is going to be called for the travel. One too many steps as she hit the lane. Trying to make the motorsport substitution for Delta now is Kuda, Fritcher, and Miller all back into the game. It's like we've got the starters back on the floor. Excuse me, Huff on the floor with the starters. That's Kuda with the basket, and it's 30-12, Delta. Tucker. They try to work it inside into the hands of Johnson, and looks like a taco time jump ball going to be called, and Delta will have the possession. Or with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound, goes to Guyer, excuse me, Miller, now Miller at the top, over to Kylie Huff, now over to Porter, Porter. And Grayson Screeball can't get that one to go. Kuda looking for the inbound for the rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Erica. And they're going to call it over the back on Erica and send the Falcons to the line for 1-1. And Diamond to the line for the Greg and Christy Stratton in the free throw. She cannot get the front end of that to go. Rebound Delta, that's number 11, Kylie up. Now into the hands of Erica Kuda. Kuda has the lane, going to drive to the hoop and get it to go. No foul. Oh, rebound Centauri. Falcons now back the other direction. Diamond will be called, excuse me, it's going to be Miller called for the foul to be Tatum's third. So Crowder wanted the Centauri player Diamond to be called for a carry. Instead, his player called for the foul and Diamond to the line for 1-1. She'll miss the front end and a rebound by Ames. Ames will bring it across the time stripe. Wow, I kind of step ahead to Porter, but she'll be able to corral it in and then dribbles it off her foot as she was headed to the basket. Straight for back to the Falcons. I try to work it inside. It goes through the wickets of the Centauri player. Kaylin Porter comes up with the ball, and what a walking going on there. Spacious call for the travel. Just tried to get it out the court quickly, but never really actually had a good handle on the basketball. Grand Nation Motorsports substitution as Braden Albert checks back into the game. Aubrey Frazier will have a seat. Braylon Tucker will bring it across the time strike for the Falcons into the hands of Guyman. Back to Tucker. Tucker to Guyman. Guyman faces. Now to Tucker. Tucker on the right side. She'll stop the elbow. Now work her way back to the middle. Guyman now over to number 20, Shawcross. Shawcross back toward the top. She's guarded very closely by Porter. She'll kick it out to Tucker. Tucker is going to step out of bounds. Excuse me. Tucker kind of lost control of the ball, regained it, and lost control of herself. 1:38 left in the first half, and Ellie Ames will bring the ball across the time stripe. Delta leads 30-12 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Delta starts to work it inside to Kuda. Turnaround jumper is no good. Rings in and out. Rebound Delta. Put back by number 11, Tylee. That's no good. This will go to the line for two. Creel called for the first foul. First shot, no good. Looks like we're going to get some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions now for the Falcons. As it looks like Ojeda back into the game. The second free throw by Huff is no good. Now Ojeda brings the ball up. Ojeda will stop at the elbow. He gets tied up there. Maintains control of the ball. Gets it in the hand of Guyman. Double teams at the end line. And now Kuda's going to come up with a loose pass ball. Kuda, top of the key. For the eight, the right elbow. Almost traveled, but able to dribble out of it. Now Kuda going to drive the lane. And she'll be close with a travel. She collided with the defender in the middle, and now Ojeda will bring the ball up for the Falcons. 50 seconds left in the half. Guyman may have traveled, not drawn. Gets it over to Shawcross. Shawcross is called for the travel, though. Apparently, you can only take so many steps before the official here will call it. Porter with the basketball at the top of the key over to Ames. Now back to Porter at the top. Over to Huff. Tylee drives the lane now underneath to Alberg, and a foul going to be called. It'll be on the floor. Curtis going to be called for her second foul, and Tylee Huff will go to the line for two. The first Greg and Christy Stratton free throw is good off the bench. And the second is no good. Delta has a 31-12 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Less than 30 seconds left in the half. Ojeda in a spot up for Nathan Tracy. Three ball, and it's good. Kuda across midcourt. Kuda looking to direct some traffic as the ball knocked away, regains it. Tries to get it underneath. And they're going to lose the ball. Delta is. And Huff had it knocked away. 5 seconds. And Ojeda undersets the ball for the Falcons. And that is how the first half of play is going to end. So Delta leads at the half, 31-17. And some sloppy play on both sides as both teams turned the ball over quite a bit here in the first half. We're going to take a little bit of a break and to try to catch up with boys basketball coach Rob Ames against their head of their tilt against the Falcons here. So stick around for that. You're listening to Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance. Okay, back here At halftime of the girls' game, Postman's 2-1-17 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I wasn't able to catch up with Point Coach Bob Haynes, but I do have the assistant coach here, and that's for the JV. Coach Haynes, thanks for joining me here at halftime. So it's an all-new group of boys this season, complete turnover almost, and there are a couple familiar faces. Really, an entirely new squad. What can we expect from the team this year?
Oh, I think we're getting better every single game, and coaching staff kind of trying to figure out what each team can do and to get them in the right spot to be successful. I mean, we have a pretty talented group, and it's going to be exciting. It'll be fun to see how the season plays out.
Who are some of the kids we're going to want to watch out for? I know Tucker Johnson is pretty talented out there on the court, and of course we've got Brendan here returning, the only returning starter for your squad. Who are some of the other kids?
Oh, I would definitely keep my eye on Landon McQuaid, sophomore point guard. He's a pretty quiet starter. He has 3 or 4 victories before Christmas break and in games and gets after defensively. Look for Braden Sprout to have a really good year this year. You have him kind of playing off the left or right hand side, because he's a lefty attack in the middle. And then watch Big Easton, too. Easton Bear getting better every single game. Blocking shots. If we can keep him at the foul trouble, keep him on the floor, it'll be fun to see what he does.
So it should be a real good time. The good news, you've already equaled your win total from last year, so I think we can expect four wins from that season.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely more wins to come. We were laughing off the 2-win season from last year, but it was really go forward and got a bunch of new guys and a fresh look and the new thing that works.
He's in charge tonight. They're undefeated coming in and looks to be pretty good, especially defensively. How do you think you guys look up?
They have a lot of speed and we have a little bit more size. So kind of have to be like we use our size against their speed, and then we have to play really good defensively, keeping them in front of us and not letting them second shot. So it should be a really fun game. I think they're ranked like 7 or 8 in 3A right now. So it'd be fun if we get them.
And avoid foul trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's always definitely a struggle for us.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you luck tonight.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Doug Fitz, boys assistant coach Matt Ham, joining me here at halftime. Always nice to catch up with my camera there. So, we get ready for the second half of play. As I mentioned before the break there, Doug and Kenzari both having a hard time with turnovers. They turnover quite a bit. And I think definitely you're going to want to clean that up here in the second half. Celtics has enjoyed a comfortable 31-17 lead on the Sunflower Rooms board. And their three wins this season they lost in blowouts. Their one loss is a 20-loss to Montrose. All those games coming before the holiday break. This is Celtics' game for both in the boys. After the holiday break, and I know everybody's excited to be back on the court. I'm excited to be back here as well. Our halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Just DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Interview with Coach Sham. Brought to you by Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with Chesterfield Line Appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jeff, the friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So, the boys' teams have cleared the court after their little shoot-around warm-up, as is customary during halftime of the girls' game. And so, both girls' squads back to take their second-half warm-up now. And I believe starters for both teams will be back on the court to start the second half of play. It'll be Judah Frazier-Porter, Ames, and Miller for the Panthers. Beta Go Smith, Grimple, Smith, and Shotrob for Falcons. I was hoping to definitely bring the boom as this song, if you can hear it, animates. So Kuna had a strong first half, and she looks to do the same here in the second half of play. But we are ready for the second half of action here. Prior State Farm Insurance, your Rider State Farm Insurance is your local farm insurance. Tom McCary and his amazing staff at 874-8626. For today, for your personal or business insurance needs, Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 40 Main Street in Delta. He's going to have the ball first here, the second half of the drop the dime. That's integration three ball there for Ojeda. Delta back the way from left to right. Kuna has the ball at the top. Now over to Frazier. Frazier looking to drive. That's over to Caleb for the right elbow. Now Miller. Miller taps to her left out of corner. Corner open on the left elbow. Now inside to Frazier. Frazier touches up the glass. She will go to the line. Falcons got into foul trouble fairly early in the first half. They're hoping to avoid it here for the second half. As we're less than a minute in, and just a little over a minute in, and picked up the first foul. Frazier misses them both. Rebound by McCreeple. And now Garcia will bring it up. She'll push the handle. Corner gets the ball up ahead. Miller, Miller, and the lane kicks it up. He not hit by Garcia and out of bounds. It'll be Ellie Ames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Miller flashes open. It's going to go out of bounds off of Garcia, who had the coverage. So it could have gone either way, fans. It looked like they had it in the hand, but teams now with the inbound to Kuna back to Ames. Ames up for a and increasing three. Ball shot's no good. Point the foot. Actually takes up for the face. She'll let it line for two. So Bill will pick up her second personal foul. Over 18 fouls. So less than a minute into the second half. Glenn drops the first. A lot of preparation, dribble work there by and Delta leads 33-20 on the Sun Club Room scoreboard. Ojeda with the basketball. Working against Porter, and then still pass it to Kuna, not her teammate. Up ahead to Miller. Miller with the runner in the lane. Good transition work up ahead. 35-20 Delta on the Sun Club Room scoreboard. Back on the other end now. Garcia at the top of the key has room in the lane. Now off ahead, she's going to pass it to Ojeda in the left corner. Now back to Garcia. Garcia looks to drive in. Now kicks it back out. It's going to go to Smith. Smith in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Kuna. Now into the hands of Porter. Guarded by Ojeda. Bounce pass to Kuna. Now to Frazier. Frazier on the right elbow. Porter. Porter. And Kuna. Kuna is going to be called for the... Nope, they're going to call the Falcons for a push. I believe that was number 12, Creel. That'll be her third, and we're going to get a... And make the motorsport substitution as Lindsey Johnson will check into the game Creel. Ames to be... But he's still in the team. Goes underneath to number 14 Miller, the shot is good, but she'll go to the line as she was fouled. It'll be the first foul, the fourth foul by Bee Smith. And that's 14 fouls by the Falcons. First shot, first two assists. Now a conversation. Maybe I've got the wrong person up to the phone. The foul call is going to be against 32. Blake Jones, that'll be her first. It's plus three Dragon Crispy Snap with free throws and Delta extends their lead 37-3 on the Sunflower scoreboard. Working outside to the Falcons. Smith. Smith inside now back to Garcia O'Hara. Right again, Grayson Streetball airballs it and out of bounds as the Falcons did not get the save at the end line. And now Delta back the other way. Ames looking to drive this line and now kicks it up to Kuda for an in. Patience through bar, it's no good. Rebound 08 by the Falcons. Porter with a little pressure there now relents as Ojeda gets it across the midpoint of the court. Ojeda tries to get it underneath. Loose ball. Porter drives on it and a Taco Time jump ball called. I think Delta's going to have the possession on this, but Porter doing a great job stretching and reaching, trying to get her hands on that ball and trying to get it in, but Falcons able to jump on it. Well, Delta has the possession. Good at the top of the key. Now over to Frazier. Now Porter on the right corner. Porter picks up her dribble. They get it into Kuda. Kuda in the lane. Shot is blocked. And now back the other way. Garcia to Ojeda. And this one's going to be knocked out of by Miller. So Garcia for the Dowdy steal and machine inbound. It'll be a Delta, a cabinet company sign out called by Coach Crowder and the Panthers. And designers and nails will make you look good, offering most of our needs, including styling, cutting, coloring, first from one of the children. They all offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails. Plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray brands. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane across from Walmart. Hair designers and nails. So, 14 fouls for the Falcons here in the third quarter. Delta able to clean up the turnovers a little bit here as they enjoy a 17-37-20 on the Sunflower Moon scoreboard. Daddy Steel Machine inbound by Garcia, forthcoming. Inbound goes to Smith. Smith back to Garcia. Garcia, little stutter step, but not called for the travel. And Grayson, three ball, no good. Rebound Kuda. Kuda back up. And that's going to be a shot by Tatum. That's better than Andrew Grayson. Three ball for Tatum. And that's a with a 20-point advantage, 40-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Smith looks to drive lane, stops, pops, gets it high off the glass. Porter now with the basketball. Over to Miller. Miller looks to drive the lane, and that shot will be blocked out of bounds off of the Falcons. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Braylon Zucker will check back in for the comes number 12, Taylor Summers, for the Panthers. James with the dirty shooting inbound, stop touching the lane from Gouda. Delta back up by 20, 42-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Tucker on the right elbow, over to Smith. Smith, it's off the key, guarded by Miller, now a handoff to Smith. Smith looks to drive the lane, leads her way through, shot no good, it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. I think that Porter, she was looking for the rebound there. That shot went off the bottom of the rim and straight back down off of Porter's hand. Daddy, steal inbound and a foul going to be called on Delta. I think that's going to be on Porter, who was placing toward the ball. Brand name for Motorsports substitution, number 11, Kylie Huff, checks into the game for Ellie Ames. Ellie with that smile she always has. Inbound to the right corner, and Braylon Tucker gets the inning three. Three ball to go, Delta with the rebound. Porter's going to have it stolen at the other end by Ojeda. And a foul going to be called. Miller going to be called for her first fourth personal foul. She'll take a season. Here comes Kayla Geyer back into the game. Smith to Garcia, and creation three ball, no good. Rebound to the, she just out-jumps everybody. Up ahead to Porter. Porter going to have it knocked away by Garcia, who was trailing and out of bounds. Cuda at full extension just gets higher and much farther above everybody else if you get her hands on the ball. That shot by Porter's blocked. And now Huff tries to reverse, can't get it to go. Cuda with the rebound, put back no good, but she'll go to the line for two. Taylor Johnson, excuse me, Lacey Johnson called for the foul. That'll be her second. And two to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratton free throws. Can you get the first one to go? Erica struggling a little bit from the charity scrape tonight. She does get the second. And Delta increases her lead 43-22 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Tucker to Smith, now to Ojeda. Ojeda over to Tucker on the right elbow. Tucker looking to dribble drive. Picks up her dribble. Gets for to Smith. Smith gets through the double team. Now inside to Creel. Now back out to Ojeda. Ojeda to Smith. Smith looks to step through it. Handled by Cuda as she took the shot. So, no question there that Eric is going to be called for her second foul. And the 13th foul for the Panthers. First shot by Smith is good. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for the Panthers. Albert and Ames check back into the game. Cuda will have a seat. Smith's second free throw, no good, and she'll get her own rebound. Tries to get it into Garcia's shot. It is partially blocked, and Delta will come up with the ball. Kylie Huff. Huff to Porter. Porter back to Huff. Huff time strike. Now to Porter. Porter. Over to Huff. Huff on the right side. To drive. Tries to get it into Albert. Albert puts it on the floor. Back out to Ames. Now to Porter on the left elbow. Shot no good. Rebound. Oh, we're going to put that good. For Brady. Ojeda back on the other end, tries to get it underneath to Garcia. Logs it a little far, she's going to go for the reverse lay-in, no good. Huff goes for the rebound, and then she is tackled by number 32, Johnson, I believe. That will be Johnson's third foul. Stonicroft will check back into the game. as will number 10, McKenna Gannon for the Falcons. Kings with the Becky Steele and machine inbound. Up ahead to Dyer, now underneath to Albert. Albert back out to Hawk. Hawk loses the handle. Now Albert comes up with it. Soft off the glass, can't get it to go. Garcia with the rebound for the Falcons. Back the other way now. Up ahead to Smith. Smith under to the baseline for Garcia. Shot's no good. Put back by Ojeda. No good. Rebound Ames. Ames up the near side. Ames into the right corner to Kylie Huff. Huff in the paint. Now back out to Porter. Back into Geyer at the baseline. Geyer, a little soft touch pass to Huff. Huff will go to the line for two. His body's flying all over. Smith's going to be called for her fourth foul, and Kylie Huff will go to the line for two. Free throws brought to you by Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West. Huff makes the first one. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Hannah Curtis checked up the game for the Falcons. Second shot from Huff is good. 47-23 delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Garcia with the ball at the top of the key over to Diamond. Diamond over to Ojeda on the left elbow. Now inside to Shockoff, back out to Ojeda. Ojeda into Shockoff, loses the handle. Halford comes up with it, up ahead to Geyer, shot no good. Rebound Delta, and a foul going to be called. It looked like Kylie Huff took a shot to the nose. And I'm not sure if it's bleeding or not. It is. Yeah, kind of with a bloody nose there. And she'll get a look with the trainer. And number 12, Taylor Summers, to check into the game for the Panthers on the injury. Number 24, Anna Curtis, going to be called for the foul, I see. So, Summers will shoot the free throws here as they're going to clean up the blood that's on the court. Not sure if it was an elbow or a hand that Kylie took, but it got her right, I think right in the bridge of the nose. A lot of limbs flipping there underneath of the basket, and unfortunately that sometimes we take an inadvertent shot, but I'm sure Kylie's going to be okay. I believe this is 1-1, and first gets the first. And kick back in, and a rebound by the Falcons. Curtis across the time stripe over to Garcia. Now Ojeda in the left elbow. Ojeda, we're sure went back. Garcia. And now back to Ojeda on the left elbow. Ojeda. Garcia. To Curtis. To the elbow. Curtis is going to work it inside to Smith, and it's going to go out of bounds. Shooting that Diamond. And it's just out of bounds off of Delta. Garcia with the Saudi steel and machine inbound goes to Curtis. Curtis guarded very closely by Delta and then throws it away. Porter gets the ball now into Albert underneath. Puts it back up and out of harm's way. Porter now underneath it. Geyer, Geyer gets it to go off the glass. And it's 15-23 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Maheda works it into Shawcross. Shot is no good. Travel call. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. Delta leads 50-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delta playing much more disciplined here in the second half, does not turn the ball over nearly as much as they did in the first half. Falcons in the foul trouble once again, but Team Vals Delta only has three. So Delta plays some time here tonight. We'll stay out close to tomorrow afternoon. And these four games, played against each other. Delta and Centauri, Alamosa and Delta. For the last 5 years, I believe three of those have been down at Centauri and Alamosa. So, Delta last year, the girls at Centauri picked up a loss, but that's still a turn ball over in that game quite a bit, if my memory serves me correctly. So they're putting that up here in the second half and are cruising here as we start the quarter. Smith with the ball, guarded by number 5, Geyer. Now Garcia at the top. Over to Ojeda. Ojeda picks up her hope. Gets it over to Guyman. Guyman over to Garcia. Garcia, go ahead on the left side. Ojeda inside to Creel. Shot is no good. Rebound Delta. That's number 12, Summers. Now Cuda. Over to number 14, Miller. Inside to Summers. Shot is no good. And Summers going to line for two, Greg Christie Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Summers gets the shooter's roll on the first one. Southport Garcia, that's her fourth. And Summers switches the second, so Summers a really good free throw shooter here. 52-23 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ojeda. Long pass to the left side. Now over to Garcia. Back to the top and Guyman. Now Ojeda on the right elbow. Long cross-court pass to Smith. Smith looking to drive. Kicks it out to Ojeda. Ojeda. Now to Smith. Smith. Kicks it out to Guyman. Guyman over to Ojeda. Ojeda now long pass to Smith. Smith tries to drive baseline. Runner is no good. Rebound number 12, Summers. And Delta will have it going back the other direction. Cuda. Cuda looking to drive baseline. And she will be called to charge. Should have kind of put her shoulder down and drove, and the official said, nah. Bailey Wilson on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Braylon Tucker will come in as well on the other side of the ball. Ojeda with the ball on the left elbow. Over to Tucker. Now Garcia. Garcia, back to the top, has a double team, now over to Ojeda. They work it inside to Creel, at the baseline, now over to Smith, back out to Garcia, A&M Grayson's three ball, no good. Garcia fights to get her own rebound underneath the basket, the runner no good, and rebound by the Falcons again, Loose ball up ahead to number 14, and Miller, but the whistle will blow, and the foul will be called on the loose ball. Foul going to be called on Ojeda of the Falcons. That'll be her third, and Wilson will go to the line for two as the Falcons into the double net. First shot, can't get the shooter's roll, and it bounces out. He does get the second grade, just in Stratton, Mountain West Realty free throw. Delta leads by 30, 53-23. Smith, around to Ojeda, and in patient three ball, no good. Rebound, Falcons, they fight over the loop of the rebound and end up losing it back to Delta. Judah up ahead to Allberg. Allberg over to Summers. Summers is a fight for the ball, and it's going to be a taco time jump ball. It'll go to, looks like Delta with the possession. Brand Mesa Motorsports substitution, number 13, Brianna Huff, into the game. As is double zero, and Naya Kohick. Inbound goes to Kohick, and it's an 8-3 ball is good, right out of the gate. So Delta increases their lead, 56-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Smith has the ball for the Falcons. They work it underneath to Garcia. They kick it back out to number 14, Tucker. No good, rebound. Kudo up ahead to Kohick. Kohick underneath to Allberg. Shot is good off the back iron. Shot was actually made by Brianna Hobbs. Loose ball. Falcons come up with it, and the foul is going to be called on, I believe, Wilson. Little hand check foul call. That'll be Bailey's first. Aubrey Frazier will come back into the game for Erica Kuda. Erica gets a nice hand from the crowd. Dowdy's still in the shoe inbound goes to Smith. Smith over to Garcia. Back to Smith. Smith to Guy Diamond. Excuse me, that's Tucker in the corner. Now the ball, back to Smith, and creation through ball, good. Frazier will bring it across the time strike for the Panthers. Up ahead to Kohick. Now, over to Huff, Brianna. Back out to Frazier. Now inside to Frazier. Underneath, shot is good from Huff. To the Allberg. And Delta's up 60-26 now, 3:42 left in the game. Falcons trying to work it inside. Frazier comes away with a steal. Now to Kohick, they work it inside to Frazier at the baseline, underneath now, through the legs and out of bounds. Through the legs of Allberg and out of bounds, excuse me, and a Delta Cabinet Company timeout is going to be called by the Falcons. So the Delta boys against the Centauri boys will be coming up next. Between games, I will have Panther Pride for you. So you don't want to stick around for all that. We got a lot more great action coming up here for you tonight. Not sure if you can hear the music in the gym, but I am not dancing, as the song is invited everybody to dance now. So the Falcons are off the Dowdy steal and machine inbound back. Inbound goes to Ojeda. Ojeda across the time stripe. Over to Shawcross, left elbow, now over to number 34, Jackson, that's Ojeda. Ojeda at the top of the key. kicks it over to Curtis. Now to Jarvis. Jocelyn Jarvis with the ball at the top. Over to Jackson. They work it around the perimeter to the Falcons, looking to drive. Long skip pass to Jarvis. Jarvis works it underneath, and they're going to call Jarvis for Jerry. So turnover back to Delta. Taylor Summers will check back into the game on the Rocky Mountain Motorsports substitution. Delta brings the ball across half court. Wilson. Over to Summers. Summers loses the handle out of bounds for him. A turnover back to the Falcons. 2 minutes left in the game. Double 60-26 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. To number 24, Curtis. Curtis back to Tucker. Tucker to the right corner and Jarvis. Top of the key and Curtis out of the baseline and Jarvis. Back out. Over to number 14, Braylon Tucker. Tucker looking to drive baseline. He'll kick it back out. And Grayson's three ball, no good. Rebound, Garcia now fight for the ball. Foul going to be called, I believe, on number two, Aubrey Fraser. That'll be her third. So it'll be the 16th foul for Delta. Unmoore will put him in the penalty, of course. Savvy still initiating inbound pass, knocked out of bounds by Delta, so Falcons will maintain possession. Inbound goes to Tucker. Tucker's shot no good. Rebound Delta. That's ran a hop. She'll bring it all the way up. Wilson. Back to Huff. Huff's going to have to knock a big steal by the Falcons. And now Tucker, I believe, goes to the hoop. And it is good. 60-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of your Panthers. 30 seconds left in the game. Wilson gives it to Brianna Huff. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. 20 seconds left. Inbound pass goes to number 13, Huff. Shot no good. Rebound a Frazier. No good. And 5 seconds left, shot by number 24, Curtis. No good, looks like no good, no shot, and the game is over. So, coming back after the long holiday break in Delta, stuff of three. Part of the game tonight for the girls will be Erica Kuda. The girls, as I mentioned, will be back here on the hardwood tomorrow night. We may host Alamosa at 1:00. I'll be screening just a little before that. So, once again, the final for the girls felt at 60, Centauri 28. Stick around, I'm going to have coverage of the boys as they take Centauri in just a little bit, but in a minute I will have Camp 5. Stay tuned. You've given me the Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. I'm going to go to the next one. Jim, between games, got a surprise for you. The Enterprise, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let's also go to Delta Ace Hardware to help you with your next project. So the Enterprise tonight, I'm just going to give you this weekend schedule. Left wing is at Eagle tomorrow for a tournament. Swimming's in Montrose tomorrow beginning at 9:30. Also tomorrow, freshman basketball on the road at Palisades. The boys play at 12:30 and the girls at 2. As you well know, I like to feature not just the sports I'm broadcasting before in Panther Pride, but everything that is Delta Panthers. So if you have something Delta Panther related as one of the other sports I'm not covering here, such as wrestling or swimming, and then those results, or if you've got a club here, it's Delta High School that has an event coming up, I'd love to get that from you. I know I talked about some stuff that the Delta High School Alumni Association has done in the past, or anything like that. Get in touch with me either through Facebook, Athletic Director Jeremy McCormick has a way to get a hold of me on the email, Ames and McCormick. So I'd be happy to talk about any of that. So stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll have the boys' basketball game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Cheers. We are in the Panther Den at Delta High School, preparing for coverage of the boys, taking their practice and starting. hoping to duplicate the results of the girls' game, which was a victory. The coverage here is presented by Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Street in Delta. So if you took a look at this team and compared it to last year's squad, you would fairly recognize them. They are all new and definitely improved. They've already matched their last season's win total entering this game at 2-2. We talked a little bit about that at halftime of the girls' game with Coach Lamb. And they're actually recognize some of the things from last year's varsity team, but head coach Rob Ames is shuffled the deck, move players around, and hopefully put them in a position to succeed some fun, which is, again, something that Joe Cham touched on. The only returning starter who's actually not starting tonight, but senior Brandon Baer, who has 14 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 steals so far on the season. One player we're definitely going to want to keep an eye on this season is sophomore Tucker Johnson. I mentioned it in my interview with Coach Cham. Tucker Johnson's averaging 13 points a game with 17 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, and 1 block. So the Centurion Falcons are undefeated entering this game, holding a record of 5-0. They've been going out of bounds this season with their closest margin of victory coming against Crested Youth, 48-37 in their last game before the holiday break. Centurion is led by senior Baron Holman, who's averaging around 15 points a game, as well as leads the team in most defensive categories. Take a look at the lineups now, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. Number 3-0 is the top saving buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, but service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit Hellman Motor Company, HellmanMotorCo.com for stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Take a look at Delta's lineup, Delta's lineup now. Number 1 is junior Joe Rosales. Number 4, junior Connor Workman. Number 11, senior Diego Gutierrez. Number 21, senior Brandon Baer. Number 33, senior Hunter Goff. The starters for Delta. Number 2, senior Johnny Gustin. Number 5, junior Braden Sprouse. Number 10, sophomore Landon Clay. That's the name that Coach Sam said we'd want to watch for this season. Number 15, sophomore Tucker Johnson. And number 22, junior Easton Baer. So we'll pick up the Delta. Coached by head coach Robert Ames and assistant Matt Hamm and Matt Cano. So now we'll take a look at the reserves for Centauri. Number 1, junior Colton Johnson. Number 11, junior Blade Ashmeyer. Number 22, junior Mason Sellers. Number 23, junior Hiram Smith. Number 30, sophomore Callan Russell, and number 44, junior Josh Taylor. The starters for the Falcons, number 0, the sophomore Chad Holman, number 3, senior Baron Holman, number 2, senior Peyton Holden, number 12, senior Mason Quash, and number 25, sophomore Caleb Anderson. So they'll finish the starting lineup here for Delta, and we'll get ready to get things underway. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. we will be getting ready for the Taco Time tip-off here in the Panther Den. She's up for the last. But Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room, they'll put pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. So I'll make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Falcons going to win the tip. And they'll have the ball first. That's be Chaz Holman over to Baron Holman. Back to Chaz Holman. Back to Baron. Now Chaz at the top. Chaz looking to drive. He's going to kick it out to number 25, Anderson. Anderson with the double team on the right side. Now back over to Holman. That's Baron. Baron Holman over to number 2, Polson. Polson. Excuse me, that's 12, Quanch. Quanch looks at the handle. Gets it back. Now into Chaz Holman. Going to lose the handle and turn the ball over to Delta. Jossie with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound. That goes to Clay. Clay over to Johnson now. Inside to Bear. Bear's jumper no good. Rebound by the Falcons. Quickly up ahead now as Aaron Holman has the ball. Now they're working around to Chaz Holman. Over in the right corner. Now back out to the top. And now Baron will drive the lane. Kicks back out to number 12. Quanch A&M. Creation three ball. No good. Rebound Delta. Tucker Shea comes up with the rebound there. Delta with the ball. Clay looks to drive the lane. Box. No good. He's going to... Excuse me, that's number 5, Sprout, trying to get the steal, and instead, Tucker Johnson called for the foul. Be his first. Chaz Holman over to Anderson. Now back around to Polson. Quanch. Now, Anderson, Anderson in the corner, trying to get that out to Quanch, going to be knocked away by Delta and out of bounds. That was Johnny Garcia. Daddy still a machine inbound for the Falcons. Inbound goes to Baron Holman. Now, Chaz Holman with the basketball. Around to Quanch. Quanch works inside to Anderson. Anderson tries to drive. It's going to have a pocket picked by Clay. And the ball will go out of bounds on the end of the court off of the Falcons, moving right to left. And also with the Delta Steel Machine inbound, the ball goes to Clay. Clay directing traffic now. And he's going to give it to Gustin. Gustin looking to dribble drive. Drops it off to Clay. Now back to Sprout at the top. Sprout. Over to Johnson, and Invasion 3, although good. He's been there with the rebound. And Delta will turn the ball over. Chaz Holman. Over to Baron Holman, and Invasion 3, ball no good. A rebound, Johnson. And Delta is on the other end of the court. Landon Clay, excuse me, the Freedom Sprout, can't get the jumper to go. And now quickly in transition, Anderson underneath, he'll be fouled. Landon Clay is going to pick up his first foul. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance. They can cut that, Jerry, and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, Anderson, is dragging Christy Stratman. Ground for Rocky Hard. Remax Mountain West free throws. So, the Falcons on the board now. She's this on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta, fancy bomber underneath to Johnson. The soft floater's good. And Delta side the score to two. Great ball movement by Delta on that last exchange. Chasman brings it across, working around to Barron. Now to Clunch. Clunch looking for an outlet. Clunch going to lose the ball. Deal by Garcin. Garcin up ahead to Stroud. Stop. Hit the left hand in the gut. Back on the other end, and the ball going to be knocked out of bounds by Tucker Johnson. Brendan Bear will check into the game for Stephen Easton. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions there, it looks like. The Johnson's going to substitute as well. Mason Solis comes into the game. Baron Holman drops the in-creation three ball. In-creation's up in Delta for this 2021 Patrol Around Restaurant. Take Houston Burgers and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M-Patient.net. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So, back on the other end, ball gets knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. Delta with the ball, Clay. Looking to drive. Kicks it underneath the Bear. Bear taking a shot to go, falling to the ground. Rebound by the Falcons. That's Bear and Holman hit over to Chaz. Now Flash. Flash drops it off to South. Now over to Chaz. Back to Park. Aiken Creighton's three ball is good off the glass. And it's now 8-4. Sensari on the Sunflower Sun scoreboard, 3:30 left in the first quarter. Clay to Gottschalk. Over to Sprout, back out to Clay, and integration three ball, no good. Rebound there, gonna get it, puts it back up off the glass, no good. Rebound Sprout. Trying to get some body control here, he's trying to drive the baseline. Over to the right corner, now underneath the banner to the end. He helps back to his feet, and Brendan will go to the line. For two, Brady Christie Stratman and Remax Mountain West free throws. Brady Christie Stratman, the three-man Mountain West, a combined 41 years experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Brady Christie Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734. 970-216-0274. Brendan's going to miss the first. Here comes the second. No good off the front iron. Rebound Falcons. Chaz Holman. Now back out to Barron Holman. And increasing three ball. No good. Rebound Brendan Barron. Clay. Across the time strike to Tucker Johnson. Johnson is going to drive the lane and call for the Stars. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offer a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, spray service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Falcons working it around the perimeter. Now it's Jazz Holman has it at the top of the key. Over to Barron Holman. Hit in creation. Ball no good. Rebound there. Brendan will put it on the floor and then hand off to Clay. Landon across the time strike. Landon looking to dribble drive, comes baseline, shot no good. That was an air ball. Rebound Falcons. Barron Holman with the basketball. Now to Chaz. Barron. Barron drives baseline underneath. It's going to be called for the travel, I believe. We'll have some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions now for the Panthers. number 12, Rylan Bynum, into the game. Along with Connor Workman and Joe McCullough. Shaka turns the ball over. 1:41 left in the first quarter. Falcons lead 8-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Squash with the basketball. Over to number 22, Sauer. Now Colton Johnson back to Punch. Squash. Going to step out of bounds. Turn the ball over to Delta. And the steal inbound goes to Bynum. Bynum across the time stripe. Little handoff to Rosales. Excuse me, that's got Dean. Now, underneath is Brendan Bear, and he'll go to the line for two as Chaz Holman calls for the foul.
Thank you, pal. Brendan Bear on the line for Delta.
Do you need your products? The Stacy for Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain stress relief. 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy for Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Banner gets the first, but not the second. Delta down by three with a little more than a minute left in the first quarter. Working it inside now, out, that's Squash. Now they try to get it back inside, out of bounds off of Bear. Dowdy stealing machine inbound, high off the glass by, I believe that was Squash, and it's 10-5 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Steal by the Falcons on the other end. Clonch going to go off the glass. It's no good. And a foul going to be called on, like it's going to be Bynum. That'll be Ryland's first, and Clonch will go to the line. Newer pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Almond Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit almondmotorco.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. The clutch misses the first and the second. Rebound there. Brendan. To Workman. Now Bynum. Bynum. To bring it across midcourt. Bynum's going to have to sack it. Six by Clutch. Easy lay in. 12-5 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman up ahead to Rosales. Rosales has the ball knocked away, but he gets it back. It'll bounce back to number 33, Goff. Goff now they're trying to work it into Bear. Bear off the glass. It's good. So, at the end of the first quarter, Falcons lead this one 12-7. It's been a contest so far. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Mesa, Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 15. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco's Dime is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, some of the stuff made in Delta. That is still machine inbound goes to Brandon Clay. shot by Tucker Johnson in the right corner is no good, and the Falcons will have the rebound. Chaz Holman looking to drive baseline, kicks it out to Clonch, now over to Darian Holman on the far side. Now back to Clonch. Clonch backs up toward midcourt, now comes forward, gives it to Chaz. Over to Barron. Barron Holman drives baseline, ends it off. Now over to number two, Fulton. And it looks like Braden Sprout is going to be called for the foul. Starters back in the game for Delta. Falcons around the perimeter. Clonch now at the top. Over to Chaz Holman. Looking to drive. He's going to throw it out of bounds. They're going to say we're not the Delta Panther. And Falcons maintain possession. Holman with the ball, looks to drive the lane, stops, pops, gets the floater to roll, and it's now 14-7 Falcons on the Sunflower Rim scoreboard, 7 minutes left in the first half. Clay looking for a screen from Johnson, can't get it, and now a steal by Barron Holman. Holman goes for the lay-in, defense by Garcin, and Johnny G called for the foul. Hayden Creations, now made in Delta for his 2021 best all-around restaurant, steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Hayden Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta today, where they're making dining experiences. It'll be the first foul on Garcin. So a foul is going to be called on Caleb Anderson on the rebound after Holman makes the first. So 15-7 Falcons. Delta back the other way. Tucker Johnson takes the end and creates three balls to go. Barron. Holman kicks it out to Clonch. Clonch from the left corner and in face with three ball, no good. Rebound Easton there. There gets it to Clay. Clay to Garcin. Garcin needs some help. Back at midcourt. Gives it up to Tucker Johnson. Johnson goes baseline. Four to good. Tucker's got five now. A little more than 6 minutes left in the half. 15-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Falcons. Clonch to Johnson. Back to Clonch. Over to Johnson. A timeout called by the Centauri Falcons. Timeout sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com. For all your cabinet needs, Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratman, the 3X Mountain West, the combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Down to your machine inbound by the Falcons. Clonch. They work it in to Anderson. Anderson has his shot blocked by Baird. Back on the other end. Delta's got it. Clay drops it off to Sprout. Sprout drives the lane from the right side as the lefty is called for the travel. And the turnover back to the Falcons. Darren Holman brings it across the time stripe. Over to Clonch. Back to Holman. Over to Anderson on the right side. Back to Darren Holman. Holman to Clonch. Clonch around to Johnson. Back to Barron Holman, spots up for Nan and Creason's three ball, no good. Delta comes up with the rebound. That's number 10, Landon Clay. Clay gives it to Joffine. And Joffine is going to be called for the travel. Falcons get the ball back, 4:58 left in the first half. They lead 15-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Aaron Holman to Quanch on the right elbow for the top of Anderson around to Johnson. Now to Holman in the corner, back to Johnson. Johnson over to Quanch on the right elbow. Back to Johnson at the top. They work it inside to Aaron Holman. Shot is blocked by Gossine. And now Delta with the basketball. Dean. Fancy footwork from crossover action over to Spout. Now Gossine steps back. Shoots the AM Grace's three ball. No good. Rebound there. Easton puts it up. No good off the back iron. Delta going to come up with the rebound again. That's Spout trying to get underneath to Johnson. And a loose ball. And the Falcons player getting a little lippy with Easton there, flashing the Taco sign jump ball call. That's Aaron Holman, who had a little bit to say to Easton there after the fight for the loose ball. And I think Delta is going to call the Delta Cabinet Company timeout. So apparently, Aaron Holman did not care for Easton Bear fighting into that basketball. The 1935,000 steel and machine is offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Daddy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today. 874-7518, that's Dobby Steel and Machine. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room know the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound goes to Chaz Holman. Holman over to number 22, Mason Stewart. He'll lose the ball, and Easton Bear will come up with it. Little dish to Sprout. One cut, get past the Johnson. Johnson, they got seen trouble, not called. Sprout looks to drive from the right side, loses the handle, gets it back, gets it underneath, to bring it there to the Easton Bear. And those are his first 2 points. 15-11, Falcons, 3:30 left. In the first half on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Aaron Holman, the number 22, Mason Sowers, over to Clunch, back to Holman. Holman looks to drive. He's going to put a floater up, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Delta Cabinet Company with design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Holman gets the roll on his first. Greg and Christy Stratman are rematch. Mountain West free throw, and he drains the second as well. 17-11 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Justine will bring it up across half court. Justine picks up his dribble, looking to do something with it. Easton out. Gets it to Workman. Workman now into Johnson. Johnson's jumper moving the arm. Greg and Christy Stratman with RE/MAX Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Greater 50 Strengthening today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. And one good from Tucker J. Got 8 points on official league tonight. Shelton within three. Jazz Holman up to Barron. Barron Holman to Quanch. Quanch back to Chaz. Holman looks to drive, kicks it out to Quanch. Quanch on the right side looking to get through a double team. Chaz now to Sower. Sower has the ball stolen by Yassine up ahead to Johnson. Tucker underneath to Easton. Easton has the ball knocked away. Going to head of bounds off of the Falcons. So inbound by Workman goes to Gossine. Gossine deep. He's at the top now. Looking to drive. Kicks it out to Workman. Workman over to the Tucker Johnson spot. Up for an air and three ball. It's an air ball. Rebound Falcons. They try to work it inside to Barron Holman. They do. Holman's shot is rolled in. And it's now 19-14 Falcons on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. 2 minutes left in the first half. Workman looking. Still gets it underneath to Easton. There. Off the glass. It's good. Shot back within three. Soward over to Barron Holman. Back to Soward. Soward over to Chaz Holman. Chaz Holman looking to drive back to Soward. Around to Barron Holman. Holman in the corner. Now Soward. Soward back to the right side. And Chaz Holman. Chaz Holman looks to drive. Ball stolen by Crouch. And Gossine's going to be fouled as he tries to pick up the loose ball. That'll be the first foul called on Barron Holman. I'll seem to bring it across the time. Shot's right. Over to the right corner. And Johnson, that ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Falcons, as I believe it was Quanch that knocked it away. Tucker Johnson to put the Dowdy Steel machine inbound. Lawcaster. Barron Easton trying to back his way in. Trying, and he's going to have his shot blocked, and they're going to call it jump ball. Taco Time jump ball will go to the Falcons. So Delta going to turn the ball over. Sowers over to Quanch. Quanch over to Chaz Holman. Back to Quanch. Quanch to Chaz Holman. Around to Barron Holman on the left side. Now he'll bring it back to the top. Barron, looking, head spin, shoots an integration screen ball. It's no good, but he's going to go to the line for three. So 1935, Dowdy Steel Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, skin service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and it will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518 or South Steel and Machine. So, Barron Holman makes his first two free throws. And Landon Frey subs back in. So 21-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Falcons. Clay back in, gives it to Sprout. Skip back to Johnson. Johnson says Workman. Wolfman drives one, kicks it out to Clay. Clay for an in creations on main. Three ball is no good. Rebound Falcons. Up ahead to Chaz Holman. Holman stops, pops for an in three ball. No good. Tucker Johnson with the rebound. He's just all the way, runner in the lane, no good. A rebound, Falcons. Eight seconds now left in the half. They're going to put the Chaz Holman. Now kick it out to Barron Holman in the corner for your San Andreas three ball. So good. And that is how the first half will end. So a great competitive first half as the visiting Falcons of Centauri lead 21-16 over your Delta Panthers on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, hoping to be joined by girls' head coach Kyle Crowder here shortly. Franklin Motorsports has built this premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Franklin Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Franklin Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Franklin Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and hopefully when I come back, I will have girls head basketball coach Kyle Crowder. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Gary Rice of State Farm Insurance. So, welcome back. I'm here with girls head coach Kyle Crowder. And Kyle, another solid victory for your girls here tonight.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with what we did tonight. You know, we came out and, you know, it's been 3 weeks since we've had a chance to get on the court and kind of improve. We didn't have a lot of games for the Christmas break, so it's really nice to have the kids back on the floor, and I'm really pleased with the things we were able to do, you know, coming off of the long break, and, you know, I think a lot of that stress from the kids because they showed up and they worked really hard over the break, so, you know, they spent as much time as they could to try to be prepared for this moment, and I thought the showing was a really good one from pretty much everybody that played tonight.
And it is tough coming off such a long break. I don't know how much time the girls can actually spend in the gym here or how that works, but obviously you looked good tonight. And, you know, your offense has come through Eric Akuda when she's on the floor, obviously. But when she wasn't on the floor tonight, I thought the girls did a good job of moving the ball around and being effective when your star player wasn't out there.
Agreed. And we still got a lot of potential with a lot of those kids to do more. You know, I thought Taylor Porter played really well tonight in spurt. She's got to kind of almost drive our offense when Eric is not getting it done. Ellie Ames is another big contributor. She can score from all over the floor. So we got to get her shooting the ball a little bit more. But, you know, the rest of it is we're just pretty athletic. We can get up and we can stretch the floor and create a lot of scoring opportunities that way. And it's a fun way to play basketball, and it's fun to watch these kids go out there and do the things that they're
How tough is it early on here in the season? I mean, your four victories have been absolute blowouts. The ones, you know, close contest with your loss against Broncos. How difficult is it when you're not necessarily facing competition that's up to your level?
You know, I don't know if my girls ever really even look at the scoreboard. I mean, it's possession by possession, and they're competitive, and, you know, if you get a chance to score, they're going to try to score. You know, they're kind of have that mindset that we want to get better every possession and every game, and I think that just you can take a game like this that's one-sided and go out there and actually get better from it, and I think our kids did a really nice job of that tonight.
So you've got full notes of tomorrow, and it's a back-to-back. You don't play many back-to-backs. How is that going to affect the girls playing on consecutive days, and then what do we know about Alamosa?
You know, I know quite a bit about them. They're young. They're definitely going to have trouble matching up with our size inside. But they're a competitive program, you know, and a lot of these teams that we play might not be the most talented, but when they come out and they can compete, you know, anybody can win those kind of games. So So we definitely got to come ready to go tomorrow. I feel like in the second half we're able to rest some of our starters a little bit, you know, get their legs fresh for tomorrow. So, I mean, I think everything played out the way that we wanted it to tonight, and I think we're going to be ready to go again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Sam. Thank you.
Okay.
Kyle Crowder, Delta Panthers girls and basketball coach. Interview brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff, Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So, here we are at halftime of the boys' game. Falcons beat 21-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Canaan Creations on Main and Delta, but it's 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So we will take another little break here, and I will have some halftime stats for you when we come back. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance. Here to the Panther Den at Delta High School is time's winding down. Tucker Johnson leading the way on the scoreboard tonight. He's got 8.3 rebounds. Easton Vera with 4.2 rebounds, a steal and a block. Johnny G has a steal and a block. Brayden Sprout, 2 points and assist, a rebound and a steal. Landon Clay has a rebound and a steal this evening, and Brendan Bear has a couple of points as well. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You'll get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, Delta, down by 5 here to start the second half, 21-16. To the Falcons. So Delta kept it close, played some strong, scrappy basketball. It looked really good underneath. Easton and Brendan Bear doing the job, crashing the boards down there. And
a couple more shots to fall, and Delta should be in good shape there. They've avoided foul trouble thus far, so they got that going for them as well. Looks like the starters for both teams back on the court. Delta will have possession here to start the second half. Clay takes the ball in the backfield on the Dowdy steel and machine inbound. Clay gets the screen from Bear. Clay at the free throw line puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound Baron Holman for the Falcons. Over to Quanch. Excuse me, that's Chad Holman. Out to Anderson. Now Quanch on the left corner. Quanch drives the lane. He's going to lose the ball. Gets it back now underneath. Off of Baron Holman's hands, and he'll make the save there. Anderson to Holman. Baron in the left corner. Now he'll bring it back around for the Quanch. Now Chad Holman on the right elbow, guarded by Gossine. Gossine. Now Anderson on the right corner. They get it over to Baron Holman. Now Quanch. Quanch at the corner there on the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound Falcons. Baron Holman spots up for an A&M Creations three ball. No good, but the Falcons get the ball back. They were inside to Anderson. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, Landon Clay. Delta back the other way, moving left to right. Sprout, runner in the lane, it's good. Delta now is back within three. Chaz Holman brings it up. Over to Baron Holman. Coming back to Chaz. Holman. Over to Quanch, back to Chad, around to Baron Holman. Head takes the three, now kicks it back out to Anderson on the left side. Back to the top of the key and Chaz Holman. Chaz tries playing, kicks it out to Quanch. Now underneath, Baron Corman with the reverse, gets to go. 23-18 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay brings it up, gets it over to Johnson in the right corner. That's ball's going to be stolen by Quanch. He just threw it away. Threw it behind Chaz Holman, who was dashing up the court, and turnover back to the Panthers. Clay, the Gossine, Gossine, to Sprout. Sprout was falling out of bounds, tried to get it to go off the Falcon defender stepped out before that happened, so a turnover back to the Falcons. Holman, Chaz Holman at the top of the key, over to Anderson on the right elbow. Anderson puts it on the floor and then dishes it up to Baron Holman. To Chaz Holman, moving to his left, now back to his right. Ball fake now inside to Anderson into a triple key. Sprout goes for the ball, and it's a proper time jump ball. Falcons will maintain possession from the chip-em. And a lock to nobody. Turnover by the Falcons. Gustine gets the ball. Gustine looking for an outlet. Needs some help. Trying to get it inside. Ethan Bear has got one taken away by Baron Holman. Holman now at the top of the key looking to drive. Loses control. Gets it back. Kicks it out to Chaz Holman. Fucked up for an A&M Creations three ball. 26-18 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ethan Bear, turnaround jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound Falcons. And Baron Holman will bring it up. Holman over to Chaz Holman on the right side. Looks to drive. Kicks it out to Baron. Baron a little fake now. Kicks it out to Chipper Holman. And in Creations, three ball no good. Rebound Tucker Johnson. Tucker J bringing it up. Kicks it over to Gossine. And a foul going to be called on the Falcons. It's a block. Called on number zero, Chaz Holman. Randy's Motorsports substitution. There's a little bit of a wholesale substitution for the Falcons now. Gustine with the Dowdy steal.
And they're going to call a foul. I believe it's going to be on Tucker Johnson. It's going to be his third. They're going to call a him grabbing onto the jersey of a Falcon player when they wish to do the inbound. A warning from the officials. Some words being exchanged by Tucker Johnson and Mason Quach, I believe. Excuse me, Quach. So they both could give him a warning, so, you know. Josh talking is part of the game, but the officials trying to stay in control. We saw, almost saw a dust up in the first half between Ethan Bear and Baron Holman. Officials got control of that pretty quick. Aiden creates a three ball, no good from the left corner. Rebound Falcons, and Delta not even going for the loose ball here. And as soon as they do it, they get called for the foul. I believe that's Ethan Bear. That's going to be called on Landon Clay. That was his third. The only players underneath the basket during that last exchange were wearing red. It put this in their home green, or home white, excuse me. So first shot by Blaine Adsmeyer is no good. Brendan Bear checks in for a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution on the Delta side. Second one off the front of the rim, a rebound Leonard Goff. Delta up ahead now to Gostine. Gostine on the left side, inside to Bear. Brendan, that is. Jack out to Gostine, head fake. Over to Clay. Clay kicks it out to Sprout. Sprout from the right side now brings it all the way back in. Over to Goff on the left corner, inside to Bear. Bear in the lane, loses the handle, gets it back. Looking for an outlet underneath the basket to a cutting Clay. Back out to Goff. Goff for AM finishes three ball, no good. Foul, going to be foul. Foul called on Brendan Bear, and that is the fourth team foul for the Panthers. It'll be the first one on Brendan, but Delta down by 8 right now, and a Delta Cabinet Company timeout going to be called by Falcons. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So things getting a little bit chippy here in the second half. I think most teams have been warned now about the chippiness, so hopefully nothing escalates from there, but definitely a physical contest. Both of these teams very scrappy out on the floor. Delta throwing it in there, only down by 8, 26-18 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound by the Falcons. They work it inside, now take it back out to Sowers. Sowers made it straight to three ball. Clay brings it up. Dishes it to Sprout, drives the lane from the left side. Tries to get the finger roll to go from the right hand this time. He's fouled and he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Chapman bring that Mountain West free throws. First one's good from Greg Clayton. Three of six left in the third quarter. Delta within 10. Now within 9. Sprout with 6 points tonight. Delta with a full court pressure now. And a travel going to be called on Colton Johnson as he was trying to take that inbound pass. Gossine with the depth steal machine inbound goes to Sprout. Sprout. This is inside the Bear. Bear's going to be fouled.
That'll be called on Chaz Oldman. That'll be his third. Gussing. Looking. Long inbound goes to Clay. It's going to be knocked away by Falcons. And then if I land in play for a push right in front of the Falcons bench. Caden Bolden checks back into the game. And John Workman will be back in. Is that the fourth foul on Landon Clay? Inbound into the backcourt. Darren Holman with the ball at the top. Over to Sowers. Sowers moving to his right. Over to Holman. Darren back to the top of Johnson. Johnson to Holman. Holman over to Sowers. Sowers. Holman. Excuse me, that's Johnson. They get it inside to Holman. Darren Holman cuts it and then puts it up for two. So 11-point lead once again for Centauri. Gussie dishes, and there's going to be a charge from Johnny G. They're making some other substitutions. It looks like Joe Gonzalez is into the game for the Panthers. Ben Holman to Sowers. Sowers. Over to Quanch. Quanch. Long skip pass across to Holman. Holman to Quanch in the left corner. And foul called on. He's got the 5-second violation on the Falcons and turn the ball back over to Delta. Stretching with the basketball. Gushing, top out of three, bring it inside to Brendan there. The hook no good, rebound. Joe Gonzalez, put back no good, but he'll go to the line for two. Grand Mesa Motorsports in Dallas, Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest youth products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Rosales missed the first, and he will miss the second. Loose ball, rebound, Connor Workman, and it'll be out of bounds off the Falcons. 1:44 left in the third quarter. Falcons lead 31-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound goes to Gossine. Gossine steps inside the three-point line and he'll play the two ball. Delta will take a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. So Delta back within 9, 31-22 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta staying within shouting distance here. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Let's see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So Daddy Fuel Machine inbound by the Falcons. It's going to go to Baron Holman. Holman runs into a double team, gets it up ahead to Clonch. Clonch baseline off the glass, good. Back the other way, Zelda moves left to right, Gustine. Guarded by Chaz Holman. Gustine drives the lane, gets it off the glass. Found the scene and took advantage. Delta with a little full court pressure now.
They're trying to break the pressure here. They get it ahead to Anderson. Anderson in the lane. And he will score. 35-24 Falcons on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 53 seconds left in the quarter. Gossing pitches to Rosales. Rosales inside the bear. Brendan now underneath the... I believe that punter got... go off the glass. The punter's for 2 points in the game. More pressure from the Panthers. The Falcons able to get it across. Launch. It's a basketball. Less than 30 seconds in the half. Excuse me, in the quarter. Gossing comes up on Clonch. Clonch inside to Baron Ullman. Back out to Clonch. Starts up Renee and Grayson. Three ball, no good. Rebound Anderson. Falcons hang on to it. Now lose the ball. Swiston. Up ahead to Gossing. Gossing in the lane. He'll get it to go high off the glass. No good. The rebound. And the putback is good. More pressure from Gossack. And a wild end to the end of the third quarter as a lot of back and forth scoring. It ends up with the Falcons having a 7-point advantage going into the final stand of 35-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, Delta needs to watch the fouls here in the final quarter. They've got 5 team fouls where the Falcons only have 4. So again, Delta staying within shouting distance here. You know, down by 9 at the half, and here they are down by 7 to start the fourth quarter. So gaining some ground on their opponents. It's going to be Goff, Sprout, Johnson, Easton, Bear, and Jackie on the floor to start the fourth quarter for the Panthers. Looks like it's going to be the starters for the Falcons. Nelson will have the ball to start. Inbound deep into the back, and Gossine. Gossine going to kick it out to Goff. Goff back to Gossine on the right side. Gossine drives baseline, spins again. Pull it past to Tucker J in the left corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound by the Falcons up ahead to Clonch. Clonch back out to Chaz. Holman over to Baron Holman. Inside to Clonch, back out. Anderson will take an 8-in creation. Three balls, no good. Rebound. Back to Sprout. Sprout. Alex DePalmas has the ball stolen. Foul going to be called on Baron Holman. The Giants fans not happy about that call, but Delta will have the public games with 5 team fouls now. Third foul called on Baron Holman. Delta has Dowdy Steele and Machine inbound. Gossine with the basketball. Looks for a screen from Johnson. That's it there. Now he gets it out to Goff. Goff back side to Johnson. Johnson, floater to a pretty play by Johnson. Clonch. Chaz Holman over to Anderson on the right elbow. Back to Clonch at the top. Excuse me, that's Chaz Holman at the top. Holman looking. Steps inside the arc now. Passes it back out to Baron Holman. Drains the integration through ball. 8-point advantage for the Falcons. Centauri going to call. Delta Cabinet Company timeout. 6:38 left in the game. Centauri leads 38-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta 8 Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta 8 Hardware at 121 West Gemmison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta 8 Hardware help you with your next project. Thank you.
Once again, 6:38 left here in the basketball game. Delta behind by 8. Delta with the basketball. The Daddy Stealing Machine inbound. Justine to bring it up across midcourt. Justine looking to set something up here. Started by, gets it over to Johnson in the corner, got the take and not get the A&M Grayson street ball to go. Falcons with the rebound. Chaz Holman over to Baron Holman at the top. Head fake back over to Chaz. Chaz guarded by Sprout on the right elbow. Sprout flips the ball loose. And a foul is going to be called on Braden. That'll be Braden's second. Connor Workman will check in for Sprout on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Panthers with 16 fouls. Five for the Falcons. Aaron Holman with the basketball. Lob pass to Chaz Holman on the big side. Chaz looks to drive, kicks it back out to Baron Hall. A&M Creations, three ball, no good. Rebound by Hunter Goff. This pass is to nobody. He was trying to get it up the court to Tucker Johnson and just threw it away. 5:46 left in the half. 38-30, Centauri on the Centauri Room scoreboard. Chaz Holman kicks it out to Baron Holman. Holman's going to be called for the travel as he begins to drive. Belton will get the ball back. Centauri head coach Larry Morton's been letting the officials have it on the call. Jocelyn drives the lane. Shot is blocked and put back by Bear. Easton Bear is no good, but he is fouled. First foul called on number 2, Folsen, and Easton will go to the line for 2. Reagan Christy Chapman to Remax Mountain West free throws. Gets Scooter's roll on the first. And brings the second as well. Delta within 6. And Delta will call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Easton Bear, 6 points on the night. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Fast Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. So Delta down by 6, 5:23 left in the game. Delta can make a run here late. Dottie Stealing Machine inbound goes to Baron Holman. Delta with some 2-3 structure here as the Falcons work the ball up the court. Chaz Holman looking to drive, kicks it out to Anderson on the left side. Anderson, reverse layup is good off the glass. 8 points lead once again for the Falcons. Goff ahead to Workman. Workman looking to set something out there. Workman gets it to Johnson. Johnson on the right corner. Johnson back to Workman. Workman looks to drive the lane. He's going to get the runner off the front of the iron. No good. And it's going to be a jump ball. Taco time jump ball called. And the Falcons will have the possession. Easton Bear fighting with Anderson underneath the basket. Rebound. Chaz Holman to bring it up across the time stripe. Baron Holman with the basketball now. We're trying to work it inside to Anderson in the paint. Back out to Baron Holman. Holman going to drive.
I'm going to say 5 seconds on the Falcons, and Landon Clay will step back into the game. He's got 4 fouls now. Inbound goes to Clay, back to Workman. Gets it out to Goff. Goff, the right elbow, back to his left, now in the right corner to Workman. Workman drives baseline. He missed the left pass, and he probably should have left because he missed Tucker Johnson on the far side of the court. Johnson was beginning to drive. He needs to grab a check back in, and he's going to make the motorsports substitution. Chaz Ullman to Baron Ullman, back to Chaz. Chaz looking to try to kick it over to Baron. Now to Planche in the left corner, back to Baron. Over to Chaz. Now, Falcons looking to run some time out of the game here. Baron Ullman, up for Nathan Creations, 3-ball, no good. Rebound to Anderson, and a foul. So he's going to stall on Braden Sprouse. I think that's going to be Braden's third, and Falcons into the bonus now. Brendan Baer checks into the game. 3:06 left in the game. It's 40-32 for the Falcons. He's going to miss the front end of the 1-1, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Goff hands it up to Sprouse. Sprouse skip pass to Clay over in the left corner underneath the bear. Six points for Brendan Bear tonight. Delta pin 4. Chaz Holtman with the basketball. Over to Anderson. Quanch in right corner now. Quanch brings it back out. Loses the handle. They get it underneath to Johnson. That's Holden. That's the girl off the glass. Picks up the arm as well. Brendan Bear, they're going to be trying for his second foul. And Holden will go to the line. The end one's good, and back up to a 9-point advantage for the Falcons. Clay brings it up. Dishes to Sprouse. Sprouse inside the bear. Brendan can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Now he muscles his way back in, and a foul will be called. We'll send Brendan Baer to the line. I kept the ball. He's trapping in Remix Mountain West throws. Bounce one place off the back iron. Second one, they've been good. Brendan now with 7 points on the evening. Baron Coleman over to Cole, Chaz Coleman. Back to Baron. Baron kicks it back out to Chaz. A&M Creations, 3-ball, no good. Rebound by Landon Clay. Up ahead to Josh Hunter. Neat outlet. Back behind the back of Landon Clay. And that is good. Score the assist to Hunter Goff. Delta back within 6. Chaz Ullman with the ball. 2 minutes left in the game. Baron Ullman, left elbow. Started slightly by surprise. Baron Ullman gets it underneath Ullman. It was just go, but a foul is going to be called, and I think it's on what? No, excuse me, it's on Brendan Baer. And the Delta thankful, not happy with that call, as they believe Brendan was straight up and down. The official assisted risk in the first two throws from Paul Dean is good.
Johnny Gaudin gets back into the game. Back the shot. He hits the shooter's roll. The Falcons going to call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. So 156 left in the game. The Tide leads 35-37 on the Sunflower Rooms scoreboard. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the hospital folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. The Delta down by 8, looking for a run here late in the basketball game. They've been as close as 3. Have not had the lead yet in this contest. Time's running out on that to happen, but we've seen teams go on late runs before, and we'll take off this one down here. So it's been a fun game to call, very competitive contest. It's been a little cheesy this time, but the officials have done a good job of controlling this game. Both teams in the bonus right now. The Falcons will have the Dowski steal and machine inbound. That goes to Landon Clay. Clay, quickly, up ahead. He's going to take it all by himself, can't get it to go. Rebound, Brendan Barron. Brendan with the putback, no good. And he'll go to the line for 2. So, foul going to be called on Bolzee. Brendan to the line. First shot is good. And the second free throw is no good. Loose ball, and Anderson comes up with the rebound. Double team now. About to try to force a turnover here. Barron Holman with the basketball, though. Opposite side of the court. Holman with the basketball. Looking to slow this down now. Barron Holman looking to drop, sticks it over to Anderson on the left. We're now back to Barron Holman. Shooter Holman now has it beat. Back at midcourt now over to Barron Holman as they just run the clock here. Chaz Holman penetrates and kicks back out Barron Holman. Barron Holman drives to his right. Now back to Chaz Holman. Chaz Holman looking to penetrate, and Braden Sprout will foul as he's trying to go for the steal there. That'll be his fourth. So now the double bonus for the Falcons as Chaz Holman will go to the line for 2. 65 seconds left in the game. Falcons lead. Now 46-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Holman makes the second. So again, a 9-point advantage. That ball knocked away. Chaz Holman is going to slow it down. And Johnny Jean with the foul. The Falcons bench looking for an intentional foul call. They're saying Johnny Garcin was not going for the ball. They're not going to get it. Additional foul, of course, technical. As Scott Coleman gets the shooter's roll to go in. Gets the second to go as well. 49-38 Falcons from the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout. Tucker Johnson, the air ball on the 8-3. 42 seconds. Falcons get the ball across the court. Now underneath the Anderson, and he will be fouled on the floor.
He'll go to the line for two. That'll be Brendan Bear's fourth foul. Thirty-seven seconds left in the game. Anderson's first shot is good. His second is not. It's off the front iron. Rebound, Brendan Bear. Up ahead to Sprouse. Sprouse going to step over the end line. Shot's no good. It did go in, but it won't count. Falcons lead 50-38 with 30 seconds left here on the Sunfur scoreboard. And Holmes with the basketball. Or Chaz Holman still in the backcourt here. Chaz Holman has the ball knocked loose. Johnny G comes up with it. Can't get the finger roll to go. So 12 seconds left here as Delta will not foul. Colvin to Baron Holman, 3 seconds left. And that's going to be the end of the basketball game. So, a great basketball game here. Both teams came, played very tough, very scrappy basketball. Really a fun game to call. Your player of the game for Delta. We're going to go to we're going to give co-players of the game because, really, two players have identical stats. Both Tucker Johnson and Brendan Bear scored 10 points and have 4 rebounds apiece tonight. So, those will be our co-players of the game. Player of the game is has no sponsors, so sorry about that. Other stats from the game, Eastern Bear had 6 points, 4 rebounds, a couple of steals and a block. Johnny Gustin had 2 points, a steal and a block. Joe Gonzalez had a rebound. Braden Sprout had a good game, 6 points and assist, a rebound, 2 steals. Landon Clay was in foul trouble most of the night. He had an assist, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Hunter Goff also contributed 2 points, 2 assists. And 2 rebounds. So once again, Delta hosts Alamosa here tomorrow with coverage beginning a little before 4 p.m. The final score of tonight's boys game, Delta 38, Centauri 50. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.